You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The race in the 8th Congressional District has been interesting this year. First, Melissa Gilbert, the former child star of TV's Little House on the Prairie, became the Democratic challenger to incumbent Republican Mike Bishop. Then Gilbert dropped out for health reasons. Democrats had to pick a new candidate, and they chose a Macomb County Assistant Prosecutor, Susanna Shkreli. She joins us now. So you started late in this race in the district that seemed pretty safe for the incumbent. Why did you decide to take on this challenge, this candidacy?
Well, Lester, as a prosecutor, I spend my days in the courtroom fighting to protect our most vulnerable women and children from physical and sexual abuse. And taking on those tough fights every day to keep dangerous predators off the street gave me the tenacity to take this challenge on for Michigan's 8th District. And I'm hearing from the voters everywhere that they're tired of the partisanship, they're tired of the broken Congress, they're tired of their representative who goes to bat for special interests and lobbyists instead of them. And they want somebody like me to stick up for them and fight for middle-class families. And that's why I decided to run.
Congressman Bishop has said he's appalled by the comments Donald Trump made about groping women in a recording from 2005. But Bishop has not withdrawn his support for Trump. What are voters telling you about that?
Mike Bishop wants to distance himself from Donald Trump, and he does the best he can in trying to do that. But the voters want to know. I'm hearing from everywhere. They want to know whether their congressman supports Donald Trump, whether he continues to endorse him, whether he is going to vote for him. And, you know, they find it appalling, and I think everybody in this district finds it appalling, and that any GOP member can still stick by Donald Trump after he's denigrated a war hero. He's made fun of a disabled reporter, insulted the family of Gold Star, family of a fallen soldier, and now brags about sexual assault, and then made a comment 2 weeks ago about rigged elections and undermining our democracy. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't serve two masters. I mean, it just goes to show you that he can't stand up and stick up for Michigan's 8th District if he can't stand up to Donald Trump.
You've surprised some pundits by raising quite a bit of cash, a pretty significant amount of money coming to the race and endorsements, including President Obama. What's that done for your ability to compete in the race?
You know, we knew that this race was competitive when we got in, and I am honored by the grassroots support that we have throughout this district. Most of that money is individual contributions from people that are tired of the partisanship and tired of Mike Bishop. And endorsements like President Obama, these things are, you know, is just a testament to how hard we've been working. And it's with that same work ethic and that grit that we're going to fight for Michigan's middle-class families once we're elected.
Let's talk about policy priorities, the differences between you and Mr. Bishop. What do you want to do in Congress that Mike Bishop is not doing?
Well, I hear from everywhere from folks that we need access to good-paying jobs, and I'm going to fight to protect the jobs that we have by voting against job-killing trade deals. Mike Bishop comes out in the public and says that he's against TPP, but he voted to fast-track it, and that's going to decimate our manufacturing sector here in Michigan. And we can't always be on the losing side of these trade deals. I'm also hearing from folks as well that, you know, they want a representative who's going to protect their Social Security and Medicare. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to fight to protect Social Security and Medicare by opposing any attempt to privatize Social Security or turn Medicare into a voucher system. Our seniors have spent their whole working lives paying into these programs, and they deserve to rely on them in retirement. And as somebody who's a saddled with student loans, somebody who knows the problems firsthand of the rising cost of tuition, I'm going to fight to make college more affordable so our students can build that house and start that family once they graduate. They're not able to do so, you know, when they're leaving college saddled with mountains of student loan debt.
We'd like to categorize people. I mean, it's just human nature. So do you consider yourself a liberal, a moderate? What do you call yourself?
If you're going to label me, I consider myself a moderate. I'm somebody who's willing to stand up to both parties to fight for an agenda that is going to push Michigan's families forward.
The 8th District is pretty white. It leans conservative. You've got your own principles. But how much do you take into account the people of the district on issues where the majority of the district might disagree with your positions?
That's part of the job as a representative, is to listen to the district and make decisions that's going to push us forward. And I'm all about getting to know the constituents and continuing to push Michigan's middle-class families forward.
Mike Bishop has Michigan legislative experience. Of course, he was Speaker of the House at one time. He has one term in Congress on his resume. How does your experience compare?
I'm not a career politician. I'm not beholden to special interests. Mike Bishop might have political experience, but his experience has gotten us nowhere. I mean, in the state Senate, he shut down government. As a congressman, he shut down government. He's not getting anything done because he continues to put party before the betterment of the district. And if, you know, if the people want somebody who's willing to stand up and get things done, then they won't vote for Bishop.
During the last election, Bishop won with more than 54% of the vote. The polling I've seen shows a trend toward a tighter contest this time, but he's leading. What has to happen for you to win on November 8th?
Well, I'm confident that we are going to have the resources and the votes to win in November. The people this year especially are tired. They're tired of the partisanship, tired of a broken Congress, tired of representatives that are beholden to their party instead of their constituents, and I'm confident that we're going to have the votes. People are excited about this election and making sure that somebody like Donald Trump and Mike Bishop is not leading us.
Susanna Shkreli is the Democratic candidate in the 8th Congressional District. She's challenging Republican Mike Bishop. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lester.
We twice contacted the campaign of Shkreli's opponent, the incumbent, Republican Mike Bishop. The campaign did not respond. In the last couple of weeks, we've offered to talk to the candidates in three of the most contested congressional races. The first district, where there's an open seat, we talked to Republican Jack Bergman and Democrat Lon Johnson. In the seventh district, we talked to Democrat Gretchen Driscoll. Republican Tim Walberg declined to talk with us. And today, well, you just heard about the eighth district. It's been an interesting election year. While we're on the topic, I'll be covering the results on election night. Michigan Radio and NPR begin coverage at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 8th. Don't forget to vote.